Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
She just trying to cha-cha, back to my spot, twist that la-la, rude boy, cha-cha, we got problem, dance and make them do the cha-cha, move your body, cha-cha, got them doing the cha-cha, don't want to hurt nobody, we just staying in bala, dancing like bachata, all that talk just cha-cha, save me a favor, don't bother, if it ain't the money talking, keep that state off in a cup on it, all she needs are home flowers, don't need a bubble on it, she hard working, pack on go, but forgot the look, first time twist in the mini pool. Arrive, attention a bird, it disappeared, that's ta-da. My color ta-da, blocker, if that man's in trouble. Keep it real, got no sun double, only trouble with numbers. And my wife, out in public, sit together, bread and butter. Hold them close when we go cuddle, making moves, don't dance with suckers. Be your neuter just like a pasta, bring a drama all to me, casa. Breaking bread for all my partners, see casa, su, and su casa. Grab some wine and do the cha-cha, grab some wine and do the cha-cha.
Just caught a body doing the cha-cha, got a dancing like it's cha-cha. Make you go and do the cha-cha, spin a bar like hella cop. Machacha, machacha, yeah, yeah, machacha, cha-cha.
Just caught a body doing the cha-cha, got a dancing like it's cha-cha. Make you go and do the cha-cha, spin a bar like helicopter. Machacha, machacha, yeah, yeah, machacha, cha-cha.
Arriba, arriba, arriba.
It takes two to tango, jumpin' Kango, talk on Django. She come single, leave with heroes, spin your pencils, leave with Zero. Did you catch my lingo? I'm in top spot with some cholos, we stay cool and light and frio. Running game, don't get no kudos. Cha-cha diamonds keep me cooler, yeah, yeah, beggars can't be choosers. Countin' measures like a ruler.
Caught a body, cha-cha, dancing like it's cha-cha. Go and do the cha-cha, fly like helicopters. Machacha, machacha, yeah, yeah, cha-cha, cha-cha.
Yeah, it's your boy Kurt NT behind the scenes radio with my co-host.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy B, aka Psycho. What it do?
What it do tonight? Oh, so the number is 914-205-5664. Make sure you just press 1 if you want to talk. Shout outs to all the artists that send us music. Only send music in MP3 formatted tracks. To bhindthesken@gmail.com. We only take MP3 formatted tracks. That's it. That's all we take. That's it. So tonight we talking about, it just ain't right. Like it just ain't right how the world is today. The shit is upside down. It ain't right that they teaching fucking that it's cool to be gay in school. They teaching this shit in school already. It ain't right. They got fluoride in the water. It ain't right that they burnt up motherfucking Maui. It ain't right. It just, everything just ain't fucking right in the year 2023. It's like the world is upside down. How you feel about that too, B?
I feel strongly about that. You know, it's just a lot of stuff that just ain't right going on in this world, you know, and they think it's okay and it's not okay.
Yeah.
So it's time to start going with what's really right.
Yeah. And that's what we're talking about tonight. But before we get into that conversation, we got people on the line. We got the 862 in the house. We got the 302 in the motherfucker house. Make sure if you want to talk, make sure that you press 1 if you want to talk. Before that, you know, we got to get into the music. We got to play a couple tracks, you know what I mean? B. Morgan, YKTV, Behind the Scenes Radio. We'll be back.
Yeah, yeah. Shit. Fuck it, I'ma just take this shit over them.
Vibes, you need this?
Of course. Underdog in my town, one night, you be gone. Yeah. Used to riches, bad bitches, fake niggas get Armstrong. Yeah. 3 points,
star shooter. Hey. Heart sent me no Atlanta. About to cop this new paddock. And my bitch wants that new Birkin. I'm with the stars, dog. Just look in the radar. Off the drip, bitch, slip past the kill, call the coroner. I'm from the bottom. Too many losses. Now I'm up, fill my cup, grab my nuts, I deserve it. You know the vibe. When them black trucks pull up, you know the vibe. We outside, nigga. You know the vibe. Don't make them guys have to slide. You know the vibe.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe. You know the vibe. You know the vibe. You know the pinky lip done shit, well equipped niggas know the vibe I'm on. Stretch 600 bumpin' bad bunny with a bad bunny hoe. I know you want me to rain on you. I'm just tryna see what you and your friends gon' do. Cause I need a model, show me attention. Look, I'm enough, double your cup when you all in my section. Cause I got the gang out. Watch the mansion. You know we outside. Watch how you slide. Niggas ain't dancing. Cause you know the vibe. When them black trucks pull up, you know the vibe. We outside, nigga. You know the vibe. Don't make them guys have to slide. You know the vibe.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe.
Of course.
You know the vibe. You know the vibe.
This and my other factory, I can guarantee production of 200 kilos refined every month of the year. The problem is I have no steady market. So basically what I'm looking for is somebody in the States who can share the risk with me. Somebody who can guarantee to buy from me, say, 150 kilos a month. Oh.
Nico, he gon' fly for Nico. Cause it's a rumor, why it's a tumor. You gotta watch people. Rico, Rico, we study just in the repo. My friend is friend, he got it in. My chico, my chico. Nico, he gon' fly for Nico.
Don't get entangled or twisted, bitches a misfit. Yeah. Second dead people, 6 inches back. 40 cow with extensions back. I connect the plug that you visit. All of your people that you go see for. Your pet ego, hit me to get in touch with Nico. Boy, I got right off the yacht. It come on a speedboat. I got the keys, the keys, the keys. The future Jay-Z. Sack all them bitches and run it up. Stay far from the fall till the summer come. I'm an A1 nigga that's one-on-one. Oh, them niggas broke, I don't fuck with them. That shit done touched a million hands. The fuck you doing? You middleman for the middleman. Nigga, who you fooling? I'm a businessman. Handle my transactions over dinner plans. I give them bands, then he send them grams. Watch when it lands.
Nico, he gon' fly for Nico. Cause it's a rumor, why it's a tumor. You gotta watch people. Rico, Rico. We study just in the repo. My friend is friend, he got it in. My chico, my chico. Nico, he gon' fly for Nico. Cause it's a rumor, why it's a tumor. You gotta watch people. Rico, Rico. We study just in the repo. My friend is friend, he got it in.
My chico, my chico. Try to make sure my summer is cool. This thing's fame, so we can't be running no pool. You got a plug that got another plug. I wonder why niggas ain't fucking with you. With all due respect, why would I not want to build direct? Sit that block by, I caught my rat. Put in my blood, my tits, my sweat. Okay, okay, you drop it off and it be dropping in. Drop a little bacon powder in. I need to take a little hint and hit my line because she trying to taste the high again. Baby Nate hoodie with the Prada poppy got a nigga getting fly again. Hitting fire for the fire shit. A1 that got me getting high again. Woofy, bitch on my side, it's a Julie. We really did live at F6 and we really making a movie. Woofy, bitch on my side, it's a Julie. We really did live, no, this ain't fixing. We really making a movie.
Trash! Nico, he gon' fly for Nico. Cause it's a rumor, why it's a tumor. You gotta watch people. Rico, Rico. We study just in the repo. My friend is friend, he got it in. My chico, my chico. Nico, he gon' fly for Nico. Cause it's that boom and why that's the doom. And you gotta watch people. Rico, Rico. We study just in the repo. My friend is friend, he got it in. My chico, my chico. Woo!
love on my shoulder. I thought that it would be easier than this. I thought my heart had grown colder. But the warmth of your kiss I can't dismiss. Though my past has left me bruised, I ain't hiding from the truth. When the truth won't let me lie right next to you. But it's holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to make it play the part, but I can't fake it. It keeps holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to break it, heaven knows that I can't shake it. Holding on,
holding on, holding on.
I've seen times that were harder. I remember the taste of bitterness. Won't you help me, my father? Help me fall in the love that I have missed. Though my past has left me bruised, I ain't hiding from the truth. When the truth won't let me lie right next to you. But it's holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to make it play the part, but I can't fake it. It keeps holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to break it, heaven knows that I can't shake it.
Holding on,
holding on, girl, I'm holding.
Holding on,
holding on, yeah.
But it's holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to make it play the part, but I can't fake it. It keeps holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to break it, heaven knows that I can't shake it.
Holding on,
holding on,
holding on,
holding on.
It keeps holding on.
That I gave you my heart.
I keep hearing sirens.
214-205-5664 with my co-host in the motherfucking house.
B, yo, what's up? AKA Psycho. What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? Yeah, we're gonna be talking about, man, how it just ain't right. You know, it just ain't right, man. Stuff's not right.
How the world is,
you know. We got people thinking it's okay when it's not okay. You know, it's really not okay to go against what's right.
Right.
Know, which you know morally and that's right. You know what's right from wrong. And it's just not okay. You know?
Yeah.
Making you think that it's okay to do
points.
To make you seem like it's okay for you to do what you want to do, and it's not okay, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand totally. Like, you got to do what you know is correct and how you was taught and how you was raised up. And just because what's on Instagram and Facebook, just because it's cool to show your ass, and just
right.
because the homies say it's cool for you to, come on, let's go rob this nigga around the corner. But you know it ain't cool in your mind. And that voice that's in your head is telling you, don't do it. Do you know that real quiet voice, the one that's kind of scary sometimes, go left. You know what I mean? Don't go right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that voice is telling you don't do it, but you still do it anyway.
Right.
It ain't right. It ain't right that in school now they're teaching children about sex. Little kids. They got drag queens coming in the school reading them books about sex. And that is all right to, and these children, these are children, these are innocent kids that shouldn't know nothing about sex. They're going into these schools dressed up as women, but they're men dressed up as women, telling these children that it's all right to have these crazy ass feelings.
That's the Illuminati. That's the one new world order. They're trying to make a one whole. You know, everybody starts to twist it and realize what's really going on. Like, there's a war outside.
Yes, it really is.
Safe. You know, it, you know, everybody wants to be into your phone, into this, into that, but you gotta open up your eyes and really see what's going on out here. Because what's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. And when it comes that time, you have to answer for what you did. You know it's right,
but
you still do it anyway.
Like when you out and about and you see somebody or you see some kids doing something stupid, you don't say nothing.
Right.
Even though in these days that we live in, like, I feel like it's messed up. One reason is because the neighborhoods don't raise the children anymore.
No, you can't say nothing to your kids. As soon as you say something to them, it's a fight. As soon as you say something to them, they tell their parents and it goes a whole different way.
But then I think that also we can't really say, go ahead, Niecy.
You know, they're no longer neighborhoods, right? They're just people who live there. They're no longer, it's no longer a neighborhood. No neighbor, you barely know your neighbor right next door to you. It's not a neighborhood anymore.
That's true.
Especially in Philadelphia, North Philly, South Philly, you got regentrification. So you have the people who were old and lived there. They died. Their daughters, sons, whoever, moved away, got their family somewhere else. It's no longer integrated where the houses is passed down to the next generation. The next generation doesn't run it out to whoever. So it's no longer a neighborhood where you can walk out there and be like, yo, hey, how you doing, so-and-so. And I grew up in a neighborhood like that. I mean, my grandmother lived in the same house, you know, before my mom, when my mom was a kid. So I didn't, and she had that house. That house is still in our family. I probably don't know nobody around that house. The house literally is still in the family. I don't think anybody lives there now, but it's still in the family. But I don't want to go there because I'm pretty sure I wouldn't know anybody who lives in that house.
Yeah, bees like that.
This is North Philly. North Philly, everybody knew everybody.
That's like
so,
they're trying to divide people.
You know, it's no longer
like,
a neighborhood.
You know. Yeah, I agree. You know, it is no longer a neighborhood. They try to divide people and regentrification, but they're doing it right under our nose. You know what I mean? We knew about it. You go to the city meet and whatever. You know, like you said, first thing with being in the neighborhood, you got to get to know your neighbors. You got to know who you're around. You got to know, and, you know, like, do, like, picnics and stuff. And, like, when they used to have block parties and stuff, block parties is a good way to get to know your neighbors.
When's the last time there was a block party in North Philly?
Well, they can't
other
do it no more because
where the college
fight.
That's what I'm saying. There's no longer, even though in the summertime, there's no longer, you barely see streets blocked off in Philadelphia for a kid. What's the name? During the summertime. They normally used to block off the block for block parties, and during the summertime, block off the block for street plays for kids in between certain hours. They don't barely do that anymore.
I feel like we're losing the days.
You can't chastise somebody you don't know. You can't chastise somebody you don't know. Because you don't know what's going to happen if you say something to them. See, nowadays you got 14, 15-year-olds, guns, knives, or whatever. So you don't know what's going to happen if you say something to them. You don't know what's going to happen if they come at you, if they go get their brother, their sister. You got people who getting off SEPTA buses, going on the phone, calling people to come down when they get off the SEPTA bus, start shooting up SEPTA buses. So you don't know what's going to happen if you say something to somebody.
You really can't say nothing.
I mean, but I feel like that has a lot to do with it because we're not able to say anything because I think even at home, the parents is telling the kids, somebody get your business. You know what I mean? Like when I was, I don't know what they telling them because I feel like it started at home. Like when I was a kid, we just didn't do certain things. And I feel like we can't really blame the children because the children learn from home. So we got to blame people our age and older that didn't raise children the correct way that they were supposed to be raised.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not saying
we also got
the kids are learning it from their parents. The kids are learning it from their parents. Like even now, if you go to school, how when I went to school and your parents got called, you were scared for your parents to get called. You didn't want your parents to come up to the school. You didn't want your teachers, your principal to call your parents. Nowadays, I'm going to call your parents. For what? Parents just want to agree with the kids.
Right.
You see a bunch of videos on Facebook about it. You got teachers on there talking about what it was like in the 80s when you called a parent, what it was like now if you called a parent. The parent automatically sides with the child. Child can be wronger than wrong, but you want to side with them. I'm sorry, I'm locking the kid out in the school. In the school right there. I don't get it. I don't understand. It's like they want to, I don't even know what they want to do, but they're doing whatever they're doing, and it's not helping or working in society, for society.
Yeah, we also got a call on the line from the 862 last four digits, 9847. I believe it's Ariella. Ariella? Yeah. Ariella?
Yes.
86, is that how you pronounce it? Yeah. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, Ariella.
All right. So
yeah.
Do you have anything to say about the conversation that we're having tonight?
Oh, but it's true because you don't know your the neighbors, because back in the day, people know their neighbors, who they're around and everything. And if they see their kids doing something, they'll bring them to them, and, you know, and they'll, you know, set them straight. But now you can't even say nothing. You can't even look at them unless they want to do something wrong. So that's why you got to keep to yourself in order for us not to get hurt.
Well, for us to come together, we have to come together and get to know one another, each other, and come together and become a family, become a, you know, and that's the only thing I feel like that's going to save us as a culture, as a
right,
platform.
Yeah.
You know, make sure that everything and everybody is just,
because
I mean, does anyone have suggestions on how we could come together? Like, is there anyone with suggestions on how we could start? Because it has got to start with somebody, and maybe we can come out with some way to do it. I mean, could you think of anything, B?
Well, this is a good way right here. You start a radio station, you're on a radio station, we're trying to broadcast. You know, just what's not right, and just talking about the right things. You know, we're not here trying to promote no free thinker, you know. You know, you're welcome to call in. You're welcome to call in.
The number 914-205-5664. Make sure to press 1 if you want to talk behind the scenes radio with your boy D.
You know, aka Cypher.
Yeah.
You're welcome to call in, and, you know, and this is a good way just to, you know, try to promote the neighborhood and just, you know, be you know, be out here.
Yeah. So, Niecy, do you have any suggestions on how we could start getting into the neighborhoods and coming together? Hello, Niecy, you there?
You wanted to have a community block party. So that's one way where you get, you know, you go to each community. I saw on Facebook, it's this one guy, he literally has community barbecue. And he holds a barbecue in different communities. And that's one way to do it. You get people together, you get people out, meet their neighbors and stuff. And he's not getting nothing out of it. Literally, you're getting nothing out of it. He just goes around. I think it's, and he actually goes to different towns and different cities or whatever. But I think he's had a couple in Alabama or something. But he goes around and he has community barbecue.
Okay.
So, you know, that's one way to do it. Like I said, you wanted to do it.
That's
you wanted to have a neighborhood function. So you can go in different neighborhoods and have a community function. You know, for the kids, you know, whether it's a book drive, a school back to school drive, you know, you know, summertime, just for the summertime, and the kids sometimes need stuff to do other than just running on the streets. So running the streets now is not the same as running the streets when I was young. So,
right.
You know,
just, sure,
you know, whether it's a bungee jumping thing, you know, the beanbag thing or whatever, the slip and slide, something for the kids to do. You know, if one person does that, it'll snowball eventually. You know, those are talking, oh, that was fun, we need to do that again.
Yeah, and they're going to want to keep on doing it, especially if it's something, but you got to give that, but to me, though, I would...
You are now tuned into Behind the Scenes Radio.
I've been waiting for you, standing by my window to get a view. Though I got a busy schedule, but you got my attention, I'm so focused on you. Everyone is talking about you, cause you shine brighter than the sun, the moonlight too. The first time I met you, I was shaking, I felt so uneasy from my head to my belly. Like a spirit, you enter my body, I'm losing my mind, can't control how I'm feeling. My mind only revolves around you, I'm losing touch with reality too. Girl, I like it. I can't hide it.
I am
the way you make me feel. Yeah, I like it. Can't keep my eyes off you. I can't hide it. I like it. Yeah, yeah. I've been waiting for the day I will have a chance to stay. Everything's on my mind, yeah. The things my mouth can't say, my eyes will express. I can't wait for the day. Criminal. See, I'm caught up with you, I'm your prisoner. I'm doing that down like a criminal. Girl, I like it. The things you do to me, I can't hide it. The way you make me feel. Girl, I like it. Can't keep my eyes off you. I can't hide it. I like it. Yeah, yeah.
Been on my heart and I cannot let go. Hold on, retire, I'll be winding so slow. On your neck cause your body's so close. The DJ is spinning, you already know I like it. And I know you like it. So don't fight it, cause we like it. Hey yo, I can feel the power. There's magic everywhere. And the way your body's moving, it's like you're dancing in the air. Don't stop baby, cause the beauty's a gift, yeah. And the mood is so lifted. And I like everything, yeah, yeah.
The things you do to me, I can't hide it. The way you make me feel, yeah, I like it. Can't keep my eyes off you. I can't hide it. I like it, yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby, don't stop. Keep it moving all night.
Fucking Blog Talk Radio.
Radio.
Fucking technical difficulty. They always cut us off. Man, listen, I've been doing Blog Talk Radio now for 11 years, right? And it seems like every time that I get into a conversation that is going to help the community or make an impact, Blog Talk always mess up. I don't know why, but it does. I can't even.
Shout out to Blog Talk.
But shout out to Blog Talk for having me on for the last 11 years, though. But it's just crazy how it always it messes up sometimes.
Again, the number, 914-205-5664.
Press 1 if you want to talk. So, yeah, what we're talking about tonight is it's just not right.
It's not right.
You know it's not right. You know what I mean? And, yeah, so we know we got to get into the community. But listen, we at war right now. We was talking about that today. We at war right now. And people don't even understand what's going on. Like, they would have no idea what to do if they dropped a bomb on us right now. I don't think we would know what to do. And you've been in war before, so you, like, I don't think that too many people would make it. What about you?
No, definitely not. This land never seen war before on their land. So, first, you know, it'll just be new. You know they're already taking out the black community first. Then it's going to take a while for the army and anybody to get here to even help you. So it's just going to be a whole mess and a half. And no, the answer is no. You will not be ready for modern day warfare. United States of America.
We just wouldn't be prepared.
As a people, as a whole, it's just too messed up out here. It'll be a sad image in movement. People could just be on their phone clueless what's going on.
Trying to
record and shit and getting sniped and
it'll be
insane.
Oh, look, I can just see it.
Jumping out this plane and stuff in there with their phones recording it, thinking it's put it on TikTok.
Well, I mean, by then we wouldn't even have internet. If a bomb was to drop right now, we wouldn't even have internet. I don't think it would just shut everything down, would it? Because you're destroying, like, towers and...
Whatever, yeah, if they started off with a bomb, but most likely they just start off with an air attack. And they'll just jump out the planes and just come down.
And just start shooting off.
Just start shooting off.
You think so? They would start off like that?
Ran down, start running and stuff. Cops start covering and all that. Now they start bringing out bigger stuff, and it's just that they're already on the ground. Everybody is sick.
I mean, for them to even, but do you think that they could even make it in that far? Like, do you think that China could even make it in that far?
Yes.
You think so?
I think so. If they really wanted to come together with the people who's against. Who they're at war with, the allies, you know, Chinese, you owe China money, Russia, you know, Russia don't really fuck with us and shit like that. The little countries come together and all come together and be like, you know what, we're coming against the United States and we know they're not ready. We got people over there, again, what's the number?
941-205-5664.
Press 1 if you want to talk. Yeah, man, but
you don't think that
we would not be ready for it. Yeah, so air attacks and then planting all the buildings, coming through just with tanks and just shooting at buildings, fumbling buildings. You know that have, you know, Upper Darby and all that. They have that kind of blocked off, but after a while they get to it. Like, our community, us, will be a sad image. They'll just come through and just flatten everything, just run over. You know, it's just not right. Some stuff is not right.
Yeah. Drugs in our community.
It's not right.
And we ain't doing nothing about it. That's what messes me up a lot, too, is that we got drugs in the community, drug dealers, but we not fighting the cops or nothing. We just, I mean,
I don't know. There's just so much shit that's fucked up that what the fuck are we going to do? How are we going to stop all this stuff? How can we stop homelessness? I mean, the rate of pay is going up, but the amount of the amount of for a house, the amount for a car, the amount for food, the amount for everything is going up, but the pay rate is not rising like it should. Like, it's just so much going on that I don't, like, we don't even know what to do. I mean, we just keep on living this life that we're living in. We not trying to do nothing about it. Why do you think that it's like that for us?
Again, the number is 914-205-5664.
Make sure you press 1 if you want to talk.
I don't think it's like that because, you just people and stuff, you know, it's like we just gotta, you know, just come to, you gotta come together, you know, and just have a meeting and just talk about what's going on with us as a person, as a culture, as a community.
Yeah.
You know, what's going on in our community? Not just worrying about what's going on over there in their community. And what's going on in Philadelphia, where I'm at, West Philly, North Philly, you know, what's going on here? And what can we do as a people?
To change it,
you know. And then don't even talk about the dumb shit. Just positive, good talk, you know.
Yeah, and not only just in Philly, because we're heard worldwide in 47 different countries, so it's other people listening. So in your community, you have to stand up and say something also in your community, not just our community and my community and your community. We all have to stand up and say something.
Be that goat.
Yeah.
You gotta be that goat for us. You got to be that person. You got to be that example. You got to be that, you know?
The one that says, nah.
Yeah.
We got to make a change.
We got to make a change.
And knowing that it's not on me.
They're going to kill you for it.
They're going to. It's funny to say that, but.
They're going to kill you for it. You got to know that. But I'm going to do it.
Anyway.
I know they're going JF Kennedy. You know? I know they're going Martin Luther King. I know that.
It's coming. If you really standing up for it. What did they say?
They're going to Juice WRLD.
Yeah. What is Malcolm X said that the only way to true freedom is death. The only true way to freedom is that we have to be willing to die for what you believe in.
Die for that shit. And those are that they're going to tell you for. Like, they knew that was coming. All of them, I'm sure they knew. So they said, why not go against it anyway? Fuck it.
Because it's what I stand for.
The number is 914-205-5664. Press 1.
You want to talk? Yeah. Damn, that's deep, though, to even think, to even know that you have to be willing to die. I've been talking like this for the last eight, talking like that for the last 8 years. Like, you have to be willing to know that you're going to die for what you believe in, and you have to have military behind you. You have to have weapons behind you. When you're good, and I believe that is one of the reasons why the good always die, is that because they don't have defense against the ones that are coming against them. It's like every time Malcolm and Martin, they didn't have a team. It's no way possible. Because how did they die? JFK, how did the president die? Oh, he got shot. But like, we're supposed to have black coats all over. Yeah. Malcolm X, how did he get his own people? They infiltrated his own people, and they thought that they shot him. And really, he got shot from the top. And they took the government. The government did it. The CIA and shit. Damn, you got to look for this information. You got to really find it, but it's out there. Fucking Malcolm's family sued the government and won because the government killed him. Martin too. Martin didn't even die from the shot. He died from getting smothered in the hospital.
No, knowing you're going to die behind that. And them men knew they was going to die behind that. They knew it was going to be some shiesty shit, and it's going to be all a conspiracy. They knew that. They felt it coming. They knew it was going to come. Tupac, they were trying to warn people. They're going to kill me. Yeah. You know? I'm standing up for what's right.
Yeah. You have to be willing to fight for what you believe.
Do the right thing, man. Do the right thing.
Right. All of it. At all times. You have to. All right, so we're coming to the end of the show. Mm-hmm. Let's take a music break real quick. You know what? Yeah, let's take a music break. Let's take a music break. We're just going to flip through wherever it stops. That's what we play. King Polo. Nah. Flick it again. Flick it a finger. Flick it a finger. Prince Hill. Bel Air Poppy. On the ground, on behind the scenes. I was about to see the Grand Rise. On behind the scenes radio. 914-205-5664. Make sure to press 1 if you want to talk. We'll be back.
Yeah. Every step of young and I was flexing. In a Benji, hey. In the booth I got a twin with hey. Me. Finesse your girl with that belly poppy, but this right here the Brazil in me. Got a bad, she a Jersey girl, but she gon' feel like it's Sin City. I'm the old drinking Lil Wayne, Kanye, Future Biggie with a little 50. Shawty sweat me, she all over me, but I don't wanna like Professor Ogilvy. I'm a big nigga and I hit it better. She gon' feel it all up in her ovaries. Call me Nick Cannon, keep the drums with me. All my down and get the funds with me. I'm the type that hit it in the bathtub, so she know I got the Rev Run in me. I'm the one, I am the two, I am the three to the four and the five. The letter I is not included in the team, but you cannot spell one unless you use it now. My diamond turn that nigga to Fetty Wap. You stare at them too long, you might lose it now. My diamond turn that nigga to Fetty Wap. You stare at them too long, you might lose it now. Fly nigga in a Benji.
Swaggin',
youngin', ever since
youngin', I was flexin'.
Fly nigga in a Benji. Fly nigga in a Benji. Anything you hear me say is for real. Anything I get on, I kill. Supporters, they wanna see me get a deal. They see I'm grinding and one day I will. Driving the whip with no hands on the wheel. Many niggas be watching, they hate on my grill. Whenever I walk, my hand on the steel. Cause you went where I'm from and it can get real. No, I'm a dresser, I'm never lacking. Cause I got that heat, it don't get out of pocket. You the type nigga that be in the club when that money come out, it's a hole in your wallet. I'm about to make it, I told you I called it. Don't need a Spalding to say that I'm ballin'. Bitches, they love it when I'm in the gardens. They see me like, oh yeah, that's whatchamacallit. Niggas thought I wouldn't do it again. Rapping forever since I was like 10, talking that real, I was doing it, did it in a minute. My verses don't cost you a bit. Running my city, I'm starting to label your music a libel. You telling the fable? I used to trap out that Mercury fable. I got to plug my connection like cable. Let's get it.
Swag it, swag it, death. Every since a youngin, I was flexing. Walk, death, bump. Since a youngin, youngin, flexing.
Plotting in a Benji. Plotting in a Benji. Plotting in a Benji. In a Benji.
Every sense of young and I was flexing.
Swag it, swag it, that.
Every sense of young and I was flexing.
Yeah, your boy, Kurt NT, Behind the Scenes Radio with my co-host,
a.k.a. A Psycho.
Number 914-205-5664. We at the end of the show, and what we do at the end of the show is what we thankful
shout
for
out.
And our shout-outs. Go ahead, B. Shout-out to what you thankful for.
I want to shout-out to my Most High, first of all, for me, allow me to be here another day. My shout outs to all the independent people out there doing the stuff they way independently, you know, and just, you know, staying strong through these times and just, you know, just trying to make a dollar and just, you know, independent, you know, you just boom, you know, shout outs. Beautiful day.
It was a beautiful day today too. Yeah. All right. So what I'm thankful for? I'm thankful for B being on the radio special with me. Shout outs. I'm thankful for all the callers, Nisi, Ariella that called in to the show tonight. Shout outs to all the listeners that will listen at any time, because every show is being recorded. We're heard in 47 different countries, blah, 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 you know. But shout out, I mean, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for all the people that call in and listen over the years, for the last 11 years. I'm very thankful for that. I'm thankful for all the followers on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, everybody, all my family members, all my everybody. It's just so many people that hit me up on Facebook and Messenger, and they, you know, they say nice things. You know, you sometimes you bump into people, you know, even on the streets. I'll be seeing people out on the streets. Oh, yo, dude, blah, blah, blah. You know, I mean, listen, I'll be running into all kinds of people. And they, some people know who I am, some people don't know who I am. But once I let them know what I do, they always check me out. And they be like, man, I'm going to holler at you. You know what I mean? Twitter, Facebook, blah, blah, blah. And I've been running into a lot of, meeting a lot of interesting people. And Philly has beautiful, beautiful people here. Some bad, some beautiful. We all beautiful. Some good, some bad. But we all have our problems. So shout out to Philly. Shout out to my hometown, Kansas City, Missouri, the Chiefs. Yo, fucking the Phillies is in the fucking playoffs again. And the Eagles. The Eagles lost their first game. The Chiefs won the other night. They play, who they play the other night on Thursday? I can't remember who they beat.
Philly, we doing our thing out here, man. Chiefs, keep it up.
Yeah. I think y'all going to get into the World Series again.
Keep it up.
I think y'all going to do it.
Y'all put down them guns.
Yeah.
Put down them guns and put up some fists.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, we the rumbling state.
Yeah. Y'all have a lot of boxers. From
we known for rumbles.
Mm-hmm. So shout outs to that. Shout outs to Blog Talk Radio. Shout outs to Blast Your Thoughts Radio. Shout outs to Air It Out Radio Station. Shout outs to Trap House Battle League. Shout outs to Trap Man Kane. He doing his motherfucking thing. Shout outs to everybody in Philly doing their motherfucking thing, man. We see you out there. Shout outs to all the artists. that send their music to Behind the Scenes Radio. If you want to get your music played on Behind the Scenes Radio, make sure you send your music to BHINDTHESCEN@gmail.com. We only take MP3 formatted tracks only. We don't take nothing else. Don't send me no links, no fucking SoundClouds, none of that. Only MP3 formatted tracks to the email. That's all we take, because that's all that Blog Talks allows us to upload is MP3. Yeah, and that's it. Be looking for the next show right here on Behind the Scenes Radio next Sunday. We're going to be here. And we out this bitch. I don't know if I'm going to be doing the show. I'll do a show sometime this week for the Grand Rising show. So be looking out for that. But this your boy Curdy and T Behind the Scenes Radio with my co-host.
Big, a.k.a. Psycho, S-K-Y-K-O, hit me up.
And we out this bitch.
Peace.